Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Getting set for a series finale between the Shuckers and the M-Braves. Shuckers looking to split the six-game set. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by Shuckers bullpen coach Josh Spence. Josh, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, good to see you again.
How you been? It's been a fun couple of weeks here for the Shuckers. The bullpen's been fun. You got guys like Uribe who are figuring out how to just not allow anything.
Yeah, no, it's a fun group. We keep it pretty loose out there, but stay focused at the same time, obviously. And yeah, no, it's been an enjoyable year. It's starting to get humid, so that's a new experience in itself. And the boys are rolling. Hopefully we can pick up a win today.
Abner Uribe's been fun to watch, and there's been two newcomers who have been fun to watch, Caleb Bowman and Russell Smith. There's been a lot of growth from both of them over their first couple appearances in AA. What's the growth that you've seen from them out in the pen?
I just think they're pitching more like themselves, not trying to be someone else, and I think that's a hard thing. You know, when you go from level to level, you try and emulate others around you, and sometimes you just got to get back to those core principles that got you here. And they've been fun to watch, fun to work with. Obviously, every level has their subtleties in facing hitters and how to prepare and whatnot. So, it's great to see them adjust and mingle with the rest of the team, especially because Bowman, for example, just signed late last year. So he's still getting to know everyone, and I'm sure it's a different environment for him. And, I mean, Smitty's he's been around the boys for a while, so, no, it's good to see him back in the mix here. And, great to be around him.
How about Caleb's forkball? Not too many guys throw it.
Yeah, not too many guys throw it. I like to say, if you can't catch it, you probably can't hit it. So no, it's a cool pitch to throw. It's very unique. It's just finding the right time to throw it. It's played well throughout, but with these baseballs at this level, it's definitely an interesting observation to watch it and see how it moves and see how he can control it. But would love to see him throw it more, obviously. I think it's a great pitch, but he's got a plethora of pitches in his arsenal that he can go to, so I'm sure it's hard to pick when he's out there.
One of the big things here in the Southern League is that you're playing every team in your division upwards of 30 times. As a bullpen coach, where you're trying to work these guys through outings, how do you game plan for outings when you're facing the same hitters 30 different times?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, especially if you add on, you know, teams like Chattanooga. I'm trying to think of others who have spring training in Arizona. So you play them in Arizona half a dozen to a dozen times, and then you face them, you know, you could face the same guy, you know, 40, 50 times, especially if you're a starting pitcher by the end of the year. So I think what it comes down to is understanding what makes you successful and attacking that. I mean, we can always we have, again, a lot of information on the hitters, strengths and weaknesses, but I think at the end of the day it comes down to knowing your own strengths and weaknesses as a pitcher and executing them. And that's I mean, what's going to get them to the next level if they can attack their development paths in a strong way and again, just be confident in who they are and what they can do. So again, you're right. You face the same hitter a bunch of times. It's almost like they know what pitch is coming. But at the end of the day, it's just about executing and throwing a high grade pitch in a leverage count.
One of the big things that's come down the wire and is on the mound today is Wade Miley. We talk so much about how this is such a young Shuckers team, and then all of a sudden, it's a 13-year big league veteran on the hill starting today. How much fun has it been to have him in town the last couple of days?
Yeah, the average age has gone up a little bit for the roster, but no, it's it's like having a third pitching coach here. He's been awesome. I think it's great that he's kind of got a little taste of home to be able to come back. So I'm sure that's helped recharge the batteries a little bit. But just to see how he goes about his business in a professional manner, he's definitely looked after the team both with his wisdom and buying a few meals for the boys too. He's really hooked it up. So the guys are extremely appreciative, and we can't wait to watch him throw today and learn some more.
It should be a lot of fun. And how much fun is that experience being handed down to the guys in the bullpen? How much of the guys love that ability to ask questions from a guy who's seen it all and done it all?
It's invaluable. I don't want to discount what me and Will do from the coaching side, but at the end of the day, the players are going to be their best coaches, learning through their experiences right now. So to have someone down here who, again, is open-minded and is willing to communicate with other players, not just stick to himself. You can't put a price on that. Can't quantify it.
Well, it also has to make you feel good if he's repeating things that you're saying.
Oh, gosh. His accent's a little different, but I'm sure the language is still the same.
One of the big things, too, is that your brother, Liam, got promoted to AA yesterday in the Southern League with the Tennessee Smokies. How incredible is that?
Yeah, it's pretty special. I've already looked on the schedule. We've got them coming up, I think, in a month or so. Then we go to their place in August. Obviously, I hope he's still there by the time we get up. But, you know, it's a volatile environment, professional baseball. You just got to take it one day at a time. But, to be in the same league, obviously, would be awesome if we're in the same uniform, in the same dugout. But, just to watch his growth as a player and, to be able to have a front row seat when we play the Smokies to see him perform would be, it's pretty special. Obviously, I hope the Shuckers win and we dominate him. But, I think it's really cool that, we're in the same league right now and, can't wait to cross paths with him.
Now, you did tweet out yesterday, if he's still on the roster, you're going to have to come out of retirement to face him. What are you throwing to your brother?
Well, I don't want to... I don't want to deep dive too much in this conversation, but I may have faced him in the past. We both went to the same junior college, and they host an alumni game. And when he was a player, and I was done playing, I may have come back and pitched to him a few times. But you got to get ahead of the kid. You can't get him into a leverage count. He's got good contact, so just can't put it in his wheelhouse, but I'd probably start soft and then finish hard, pitching backwards. But that's how I pitch everyone.
It'd be pretty fun for the Spence World Series. Parents would be excited.
There'll be some bragging rights, I'm sure, when we play. There'll be probably a dinner on the line or something like that. But again, can't wait to see him. We got a lot in common with how we like to spend time off the field. Hopefully, we can sneak in a golf match because we got some bragging rights there to uphold. And it's exciting. I'm really happy for him, and hopefully he can continue the journey and be with their big club in due time.
Well, Spence, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Anytime.
From the lounge chairs in the Auxiliary Rocker Room, this has been today's pregame interview, Shuckers and M Braves at 2:05.